The election for California State Superintendent usually goes unnoticed, but this year it's getting attention from around the country. Incumbent Tom Torlakson is facing a challenge from Marshall Tuck in the nonpartisan race. Taylor Haney reports the tension between them represents a rift among California Democrats.
A small group of teachers and parents is holding a press conference today to lambast Marshall Tuck. Tuck and incumbent Tom Torlakson are both Democrats vying for state superintendent. One of the speakers this afternoon will be Cheryl Ortega, who's on the board of directors for United Teachers Los Angeles. She says the fact that Tuck has some corporate donors, including one former Enron trader, makes her nervous.
Why does Enron care who's the superintendent of schools in California?
Tuck's campaign manager, Sonara Lilly, says this idea of Tuck as an investment banker with corporate interests distracts from the real issue.
The real issue is that California schools rank 45th in the nation, 45th. We're number one economy, and our schools rank 45th in math and reading, and fundamentally that's not okay.
The two candidates represent very different approaches to fixing the state's education system. Labor unions are boosting Torlakson, who wants to fix things within the traditional public school system, and the reform-minded side wants Tuck, who's a bigger supporter of charter schools. It's unclear who voters will choose. Morgan Polakoff from USC's Rossier School of Education has done research on voter opinions on education issues in California. He says voters from all sides need to get informed before Tuesday.
Education in California continues to struggle and has for a very long time, and I think that, you know, we need someone in the office who's very serious about improving education.
And California won't get someone like that if they don't know the candidates. So far, an enormous sum of independent money has poured into this race. A recent tally by EdSource puts it at nearly $20 million. But the money hasn't given either candidate an edge. A field poll released today has them statistically tied, with more than 40% of voters undecided. Taylor Haney, Annenberg Radio News.